From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Two United Nations agencies, the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, issued a joint statement Saturday after Mr. Trump's order, saying the needs of the refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world. Mr. Trump did provide an explanation.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Australia Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is speaking with the president for the first time since he was sworn in as U.S. president.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
Mr. Trump also plans to speak to the leaders of Japan, Germany, Russia, and France in the next 24 hours. And he talked about a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he says he does not expect to discuss sanctions at this point. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria. That will be part of any peace agreement that is reached. This is VOA News.